Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We've been studying a disciple's guide to the Holy Spirit, and this is Appendix 3, Deepening Your Quiet Time with God. We don't want to just learn about the Holy Spirit. We want to encounter Him personally. The way to do that is to spend time with Him each day. As a way of patterning yourself after Jesus, who sought the Father early and often, set aside for yourself a regular quiet time to spend with God. You may be already doing this, if so, great. But even if you already do this, it's time to up your game, to renew this time so it's most meaningful. Set aside at least 5 to 10 minutes a day or more, depending upon your schedule, preferably in the morning when you have your whole day ahead of you. Your quiet time is a time to touch base with your friend and renew your relationship with him each day by the Spirit. It is also a discipline that serious Christians set up in their lives, whether they feel like it or not. Sometimes you'll be sluggish and not very spiritually in tune. Have your quiet time anyway. That's when you need it the most. Sometimes your quiet time may seem just like going through the motions. Do it anyway. Sometimes God meets you wonderfully in your quiet time. Rejoice. Here's a simple guideline for a quiet time. 1. Greeting. Good morning, Father, is the way I often begin. 2. Praise. The psalmist encourages us, worship the Lord with gladness, come into his presence with singing, Psalm 100, verse 2. Offer verbal praise. Lord, I come before you with thanksgiving and praise this morning. Perhaps sing a praise chorus or two. I do. 3. Ask God to open his word to you. Then read a portion of scripture, not just a verse from a devotional guide, but read systematically. You might begin with the Gospel of Mark or the Gospel of John and read a chapter a day. Each day, pick up from where you left off the day before. I try to read a chapter from the Old Testament, a psalm, and a chapter from the New Testament each day. There's no right or wrong way here. However, whatever your practice is, stick with it and don't coddle yourself. Over time, this regularity makes you acquainted with the whole Word of God. This helps you know the lines along which God is thinking, His values, and what pleases Him. Then, as the Spirit begins to speak or prompt you, you'll be able to discern whether it is God or not. 4. Prayer. There is an acronym, ACTS, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication. That's a useful guide. I confess my sins to God and ask Him to cleanse me. Then I bring before the Lord each of the people close to me and ask God to help them. Sometimes as I'm praying for someone, God will prompt me with some way I can minister to him or her. 5. Listening. The Spirit may speak to you as you are quiet before God. 6. Take notes. Some people call this journaling. It doesn't have to be formal, but be prepared to write down what God seems to be showing you. Sometimes my pattern for my quiet time seems to grow stale. Then I mix it up, perhaps reading a devotional book along with scripture and prayer. Sometimes spending more time singing, at least for a while. Then I return to my usual pattern after a few weeks. Over the years, I've observed that people who have a regular quiet time are the ones who grow as disciples. My pastor, Greg Krieger, sees spiritual discipline such as a quiet time as a way of putting up all the sails to catch the slightest breeze of the Spirit's whisperings. May God bless you as you spend time before Him. Let's pray. Father, I pray for my brother, for my sister, that you would help them in their time with you. I pray, O Lord, that you would guide them in setting apart a time that becomes for them a treasure, a place of meeting you, a place of growth, and bless them in it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.